This is a spoiler-filled review of Uncle Drew. Starring a bunch of folks you may know, probably will know, hopefully you do know. First being Kyrie Irving, Lil Harry, Shaquille O'Neal, Reggie Miller, Nate Robinson, Chris Webber, and Lisa Leslie. So if you haven't watched the movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. Alright, so here's the synopsis as follows. You can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. After draining his life savings to enter a team in the Rucker Classic Streetball Tournament in Harlem, Dax is dealt a series of unfortunate setbacks, including losing his team to his longtime rival. Despite desperate to win the tournament and the cash prize, Dax stumbles upon the man, the myth, the legend, Uncle Drew, and convinces him to return to the court one more time. The two men embark on a road trip to round up Drew's old basketball squad and prove that the group of Septuagenarians can still win the big one. That's a long word for that one. Yeah, that's basically what the movie's about. There's nothing else besides that. Also, this is like a YouTube sensation that worked out pretty well for what it was. And it was kind of cool to see that concept come from, you know, YouTube to the big screen. Even though I probably think you could have held out on that aspect itself. But let me not get ahead of myself. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and what I would do the hypothetical. So, for the good. All in all, I forgot to mention, Tiffany Haddish is in this movie as well. She plays not really kind of a major role, a little bit. She's right along in the whole movie itself. She's quite funny. Nick Kroll's in there as well. I didn't mention him before. He's the actual rival. His character's all right. There's some funny moments, but there's other moments where he's kind of semi-annoying. All in all, it's a good look to have all this actors with them, because if you left it only for the NBA stars, it might have been a little bit hard to watch them all, just because a lot of them barely have any kind of work experience with movies. Like, a few of them do, but not to the point where they go run a movie and it'll work properly. And for the most part, this movie is like a feel-good movie. It has a lot of heart. I can say that. The best thing about this movie is the amount of heart it contains, and that's one thing you can't take away from it. Another thing, Diamond and Rough, Nate Robinson. I was very surprised when I saw his character, because he played kind of well, because you can't really see his face too much. It's like you have to really look straight into his face and be like, all right, that might be Nate, but who knows? And he read the IMDb, and you're like, all right, yes, that is Nate Robinson. So it's kind of cool. Everyone else looks basically the same as how they look in regular life. And Kyrie Irving had a little bit of change. You could tell that he had a better budget, so he got the more makeup, and he's able to hide his face a little bit more. And his voice was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't the worst. Besides that, the tournament went well. It felt like an N1 commercial. Just buckets, buckets, buckets. It is a great little thing to have in this kind of movie. Besides that, that's basically all the good stuff about it. It didn't have much besides heart. That's the primary thing this movie had. Now onto the bad stuff. Not every movie is perfect, and this one is far from perfect. As I mentioned, it felt like a cash grab. You'd be like, oh, but cash grabs are movies in general. This one felt like it was a commercial and a commercial and a commercial. So they had Aleve commercials in there. They had Pepsi commercials in there. Any product that came along, they basically had a commercial for it. And it felt kind of weird. It was just everything they wanted to promote. And it's just, I'm sorry. I like my movies to have more than just heart. So when it comes down to it, it felt like there's too much commercially things in it. Besides that, they really concentrated a lot on this Dax character, which I feel that they should have definitely pushed this character aside for a bit, because the movie is named Uncle Drew. There wasn't as much Uncle Drew as I would like it to be, and they've mentioned some backstory, but they haven't really dived too much deep into it. It's the point where they concentrate way too much on the Dax character, and the Dax character is nowhere in relation to Uncle Drew. Which, that should have been your key point, was to bring those two characters together and make it where they're related in some kind of way, shape, or form. So for me, I didn't really like that at all. Besides that, it was cliche. It was very, very cliche. You could tell that the main basketball story he lost in the beginning, you could tell he's going to turn over to the other side. It screams and telegraphs it so hard. It felt like this like a first movie was for someone, and they just did it just to be like, oh, you made this movie with Uncle Drew? It's very cliche. There's not much backstory to it. There's not much bones to it. And that, for me, it just felt weird. I expected more, to be honest. So instead of me going on for too long about that, that's basically what I didn't like about the movie itself. My hypothetical. So things I would change about this movie. If I could change, I kind of hinted on it not too long ago. Things I would change is I'll make the Dax character, instead of being just some random character that's trying to find Uncle Drew, it could actually be Uncle Drew's nephew. And make it aware, Uncle Drew's sister or brother, whatever you want to put it, has some kind of, you know, either death in the family, whatever have you, and have to come back together, and this event happens. So that's probably the main thing I would change, is make it to where Dax's character is actually related to Kyrie Irving, and he kind of looks up to the Uncle Drew character and says, I want to be kind of like you, so teach me the ways, X, Y, and Z, and then you could go on a little tour to find out all the other folks. But in general, if I didn't want that, then I would say make this whole thing, instead of it being a movie, make it into a YouTube Red series. I felt that the movie in general was too much for it, and there wasn't enough to actually sink your teeth into. Unfortunately, if you made this into a YouTube Red series, I feel like it would have been better for the character, because you have more time to grow. You can potentially do like a 5 or 6 episode series where it's like, all right, each episode you meet each and every one of the stars. You can even bring back the Kevin Love character, which was introduced in the Pepsi commercials anyway. So you could put them two characters together. I'm surprised they actually didn't bring him in for the movie itself, because you brought his character into the Pepsi commercials and he's not in this at all. So it's kind of weird that they didn't do that. So I wish they kind of did it where you introduced them into there, but all right, make him shine a little bit, and do the 6 episode YouTube Red series. You can even do like 2 or 3 seasons over that, and keep on bringing new stars in and age them up, basically. So that's one thing I feel like they missed out. And instead of doing this whole movie aspect, just to go back to YouTube, do YouTube Red. YouTube Red is pretty awesome, and their shows are quite top notch. And just have it there. Or if you want a bigger budget, then go to Netflix and do like a Netflix series that's like 10 episodes, whatever have you. Each one do a single NBA star. That would have been better for me. But I'm not a producer. I'm not one of these movie folks. I'm just your neighborhood reviewer. And that's what I thought about this movie. So if you agree with me, let me know down below. If you didn't agree with me, let me know down below as well. I'll have all feedback. You can find me on all social media at Dwight Ant C. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. One more time, that's DWIGHTANTC. And I catch your viewers next time.